Gretkovich.
That's Kukovich. Gretkovich. I the names I, quick.
You know, that was one of the tough ones I was having.
I know you're not
Gretkovich
from here.
That drives, puts one up off the glass, puts his own rebound. Now he's got four Patriots all around him, gets it out to Mazza, and he throws it away. And here comes USA McBrayer all the way down, coast to coast, and puts it in for two. And USA on top of Harbor Beach, 4-0 with 6:30 to go in this first quarter of play.
And I'll help you out here a little bit. That's going to be Gretkovich. Gretkovich. And you're going to have Hanson. And on the floor also starting is Sean Sorensen, Eli Kraft, and Andrew Seaman for Harbor Beach. And on the floor for the USA Patriots, your starters were Nick Fletcher, Andrew Botello, Dominic James, Sean McBrayer, Jake Collins, and I think that's everybody for you.
Sounds like all five to me. Harbor Beach coming back at the six-minute mark here in the first quarter, 4-0. They trail, and it goes out of bounds off of the foot of Gretkovich.
There you go.
There you go. I'm slowly getting it. And a timeout on the floor with 5:59 to go in this first quarter of play. 4-0 is our score.
And we're going to stay right here. Just to let you know, Nikki's going to be running things back from the studio, so we're going to try to go back and forth. But we're going to stay right here for this 30-second timeout. Tonight's sponsors brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, Core Shoreline Service, Chevy Buick M25, and Sebring Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb area, USA Schools, Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, Brewhouse Auto Sales of Bad Axe, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, K&S Insurance. We'd like to thank our fine sponsors because without them, we'd not be able to bring you to your hometown hoops here on Cruise 102. Also, a reminder that the cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. And we're back after that timeout, USA with the ball. Go ahead.
All right. Bringing it down court is McBrayer. Trying to set up a play on the Patriots. At the top of the key is Dominic James. He'll roll over to the right, finds Fletcher at the top of the key. He drives, kicks out. Botello throws that one away, and Gretkovich throws this one away. Now to Botello, trying to run a fast break of their own. Now the Patriots quickly coming down the court. The big man dishes off over to Dominic James. James over to McBrayer. Down low to the big man, Jake Holland for two. And the Patriots' lead is now 6-0 with 5:15 to go in this first quarter. Here's a quick three at the other end by Harbor Beach. No good. Rebound to McBrayer, and he'll quickly bring it down the court. A lot of quick action tonight between the Pirates and Patriots.
And now these two teams are meeting up for the second time. The first one was the very first game for both teams in Harbor Beach, and Harbor Beach trailed that whole game. They went into the fourth quarter down by eight, and they come back to win by three. So, I'm sure the Harbor Beach fans aren't panicking right now. Also, if Margie Rubel is listening tonight, and I hope you're giving us a second chance there, Margie. The last time we had the Harbor Beach Ubley game, we talked a lot about Ubley, but of course my partner that night was Grant Piccolo, the former Ubley star. He was real familiar with that, so our apologies. But I am predicting tonight Harbor Beach by three. It's going to be a tight game, but I'm going with Harbor Beach by three.
Well, Harbor Beach is going to need to put some points on the board if they want to get a victory tonight. They are still getting shut out at the 4:38 mark, and a foul at the other end of the floor. Nick Fletcher will go to the line.
And coming in tonight's game, USA is allowing 55 points, and they're scoring 51. So they're going to make that differential up somewhere. Hopefully that's what they're doing right now if they're going to pull off that win. Harbor Beach comes in shooting 56 points per game, and they're giving up 43.
Fletcher ends the first free throw. It's now 7-0 on the second attempt. That is also good.
And they should expect nothing less there from Fletcher as he leads the area in the area of scores and free throws at 88%. Now he's going to be 16 of 18.
Oh, and another miscue by the Pirates, and here come the Patriots quickly down at the other end, going up for the layup. Hanson burning is Andrew Botello for two, and that's going to cause now Harbor Beach is going to use a timeout, being down 10-0 at the 4:21 mark here in the first quarter.
And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
We're back here at the USA High School. Derek Deason is doing your play-by-play. Sue Schrader's doing the colors for you tonight. We're trying to break Derek in, and we're off. Go ahead, Derek.
All right, a foul down low on the Pirates. Getting fouled there is number 22, Eli Clapp, the young freshman. Supposed to bring a lot to this Harbor Beach team this season.
And that's going to be Botello, Andrew's second foul, team's third.
And Kraft puts the first one through, and that's the first point of the night for Harbor Beach. It's now 10-1 with 4:12 to go in this first quarter.
And checking in for the USA Patriots, the sophomore 6 foot, 32, Dan Rick. Eli Kraft makes his second one, and talking about Eli Kraft, the young freshman, he has been a sensation. That Ubley, he played like a senior. He put some moves on a couple of the Ubley players there that were just incredible in the paint, and he's doing real well, and he's been a great asset for the Harbor Beach Pirates this year, Derek.
Well, there was a lot of hype on the kid coming into this season, and it sounds like he's living up to it. Ball on the floor, but Harbor Beach is able to come up with it, and they're quickly down to the other end. They're going to see if they can catch the USA defense off guard, but they're not able to do so.
Also in the game for Harbor Beach is Aaron Ginther, the sophomore.
There's a shot from near the free throw line and good by Andrew Seaman. And it is now 10-4 with just about 3.5 to go in this first quarter of play.
And Harbor Beach is coming at him with a full court man-to-man pressure here.
And they'll feed it to their big man, and that one is good for number 24, Jake Holland. Look for the senior to have a big night tonight. It's like the Patriots want to pound the ball down low to their big man.
And I make note of the fact that Jake Holland did not play the first couple of games, so in their first meeting of the season, he did not play. He had a shoulder injury. And Jake is an all-around great player. He's been first-team all-conference for a couple years here in the Greater Thumb Conference. Derek, he's a good player. He's checking out of the game. Checking in now is Kyle Comer for USA. Also on the floor is Sean McBrayer, Dominic James, and Dakota Gangler makes his first appearance in the game. And he's another big guy who's he's a junior this year, but he's had some varsity experience, and he can fill in for Jake Holland real well.
James almost lost the handle on that one. He'll give it up to Rick. Back over to James. James trying to look down low. Not there.
Rick is in a man-to-man.
McBrayer with it now on the left wing. Gets it down low to Gangler. Back out. They are still looking for a shot out of the Patriots. Finally, we see McBrayer drive, put it up. No good. Ball tips around. It goes out of bounds, and it will go to Harbor Beach.
You saw there how Gangler just like Jake Holland's in the game there. You can see where he boxes out just as well. Him and Sean Sorensen went up for the ball, and Sorensen manages to tip it out of Gangler's hands, so Harbor Beach maintains control there, Derek.
Bringing it down the court for the Pirates will be Brkovich. He swings it on over to Ginther in the corner. Ginther will drive. Gets stuck, gives the pass off, shot up, and good. A great fadeaway by Andrew Seaman.
Seaman's another outstanding player. He's a sophomore. He played on the freshman team last year, and he easily could have been up on the varsity. But they chose to keep him there, and now he's made that next step, and he's just been a fine player for them. And every game, he's improving more and more. Checking into the game now for the Pirates, I believe, is Jason Hansen. Oh, Sean Sorensen checked back into the game. I'm sorry. Jason Hansen's still out on the bench.
Driving and putting it up off the glass. Sean McBrayer with a pretty touch on that one.
Right now, it looks like USA can just about put it inside or outside, or actually inside or a 20-footer here. They haven't shot a three yet.
A three-point attempt by Harbor Beach, no good. Rebound goes to the Patriots, and once again, they quickly get down the court. With the ball now at midcourt is McBrayer. Gets it over to Gangler. Back to McBrayer.
One of the things that the USA Patriots wanted to prove this year, Derek, was that they could play an inside-outside game. Before, they had to to count on just Jake Holland inside, and they weren't getting a lot of that inside. They were trying to shoot out three-pointers, too. But this year, they've established themselves that they can go inside or outside. And right now, you're seeing